Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Nun Ches. We're starting from the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, roughly 8-9 lines from the bottom, where you have the two dots. The Gemara is now quoting from the Mishnah: Ira Dam Hapar Letoich Dam Hasor, which means we've already gone through two rounds of hazois, sprinklings of the Dam Hapar, and two rounds of sprinklings of the Dam Hasor. Why two? Because one of the Dam HaPar Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh Kedoshim, one of the Soyer Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh Kedoshim, a second one of the Par inside the Heichol in front of the Pareiches, and inside the Heichol with the Dam HaSoyer in front of the Pareiches. That was 4 times 8, 32 altogether. And at this point, says our Mishnah, you no longer separate the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer in separate Mizrakim, but rather we're going to mix the two together. Either Dam HaPar, the Toich Dam HaSoyer. And what happens at this point? The Torah tells us, and you're supposed to apply it to the Karnois HaMizbeach. Those of you that have the Torah Or HaSholim, in my Gemara it's number 4, the Yotza El HaMizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. Okay, well look at the last one. You have the Yotza, you have that Yotza. Good. The Yotza El HaMizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. Oh, good. So you leave now that spot in the Heichel where the Kohen was standing until now, the Kohen Gadol was standing until now. Where was he standing until now? Between the Mizbeach and the Paroiches, looking towards the Paroiches and doing the Hazois Hadam, that's the sprinkling of the blood. Now he leaves that area and he goes closer to the Mizbeach, and what does it say? V'chiper olo v'lokach midam hapar umidam hasoyer, and he takes from the par blood and the soyer blood. V'nosan al karnis ha-mizbeach saviv, and now he applies them to the four koronois, to the four corners of the mizbeach. Now, the pasuk doesn't tell us clearly one way or the other whether the dam hapar and the dam hasoyer were mixed together now as one blood, or whether they're two separate bloods. All it says v'lokach, he takes the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer and he puts them on the koronos.
But if they were mixed, then you know, does say take from the cup?
Yeah, but we have to, what is it? The cup, there might be either coffee or might be seltzer. Ask our good friend Ed. So he's got the blood cup. So what's in the blood cup? The Dam HaSoyer and the Dam HaSoyer. The Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer.
But they just sort of mixed it.
That's the question. You put your finger on the question. Do you have the two mixed together in one Mizrak, Par and Soyer, Soyer and Par, or do you continue to remain separate and independent? And that's a machloikis that we're going to see in the Gemara. Says our Gemara Tanan, since our Mishnah says that Ira Dama Par the Dama Soyer, that he did pour one into the other, is Tanan Kimandi Amim Ma'arvin the Kronos. It's obvious, therefore, that our Mishnah holds like the Mandi Amar, that one does mix them together prior to applying them to the four Kronos. The Itmar, it's in fact the Machloikis. Rabbi Yoshim, Rabbi Yoinesin. These are not Amayron, these are Tanoim. And they're arguing. Chad Omer mi Arvin, v'chad Omer ein ma'arvin. One says you are ma'arv, one says you're not ma'arev. And therefore, our Mishnah is going according to the one that says Ma'arvin. Now the question is, but which one of the two says Ma'arvin? It's time to Rabbi Yoshu. Let's bring around that it's Rabbi Yoshu, the Omer Ma'arvin. The Omer Afel Gav, the Leiksev Yachtav, Kiman Dechsev, Yachtav Domi. Because Rabbi Yoshu speaks generically and generally throughout the Torah, and he says that whenever you have a situation where the Torah is not absolutely clear whether we mean and or automatically you assume that it's and, even though it doesn't say specifically yachtav. What does the Gemara mean? So Rashi quotes a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemara talks about over there what happens if chas v'sholem a person curses his father or his mother. Says in the pasuk, "Dam of boy chas v'sholem, this person deserves to get nisa for what he did." Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi's fourth wide line. The Am Avagav Leksiv Yachtav Desanya in Sanhedrin. Ish as she called es over the es imoy, a person chas v'sholem who curses his father, the es imoy, and his mother. At the end of the pasuk, which the Gemara and the Rashi is going to bring in another moment. Over the imay kilel dom of boy. Now, the way you learn this pasuk in English, there's a convenient way of referring to both and or, and that is, you're right, X and slash or Y. By doing that, it's either and, or both. Here, the Torah just says, as you call this, obvious, imay. The two ways of learning pshat. You could learn pshat that you call this of the S imay, that he has to go and curse both of them, and only under those circumstances is he chayiv misa. Or perhaps the pasuk is telling you, no, if he's a kalal, either of it or imay, doesn't say clearly. So continuing on the Rashi, Eli Ela Ovid the Imay. I only know from the pasuk as Ovid the S Imay and Ovid Bloy Imay. Ima Bloy Ovid Minayin. How do I know there two chas shown the person is chayiv misa tamaloymar Ovid Kilel Imay Kilel Divrei Reb Yoshi, because the pasuk continues on. Of the Imay Kilel Dom of Boy. So from the continuation of the pasuk, I see that of the Imay Kilel, you don't have to be Mekal both. Either one is sufficient. Ah, so what do I see from this? That even though it says in the pasuk is of the Imay, doesn't mean necessarily both. Let's go back to that in a moment. Rabbi Yonis and Oimer, Mash Shnein Ki Echad Mash Kol Echad Bi Echad Bi Atzmai. The words S O V S Imay is susceptible to both interpretations. It could be both together, or it could be each one individually. Achiyif L'Chol Kosev Yachtov. Until the Torah says expressly and explicitly, Yachtov
together.
Alma, what do we see from this? Says Rashi. L'Rabbi Yoshe Ilay Hoder Ksiv. Of the Imay Kilel, if the pasuk had not repeated of the Imay Kilel, have a mineration to crush Shneim Ki Echad Mashma. Achanam Midama Parmi Dama Sar Shneim Ki Echad Mashma. So what did Rashi just explain? What Rashi just explained is that according to Rabbi Yoshia, whenever the Torah uses such somewhat vague or ambiguous terms, like in this pasuk, Ishi Shekalis of this Imay, unless there is otherwise clarification, such as in this pasuk, it says Tamaloymar of the Imay Kilel Dom of Bari. By repeating the of the Imay comes to tell you that either one, it doesn't have to be both together. If the Chmashman that it wouldn't say at the end of this pasuk of the Imay Kilel, then in fact you'd only be oiver on the Isur if you're Mekalel both of them of the Imay. But the pasuk doesn't say Yachdol.
And exactly
what you're saying is perfect. It says and, it doesn't say or, and therefore says Rabbi Yoshia, by definition, anytime it says and, even though it doesn't say yachta together, you assume automatically that it is together, unless the Torah says otherwise. Ah, so here in this pasuk it says the yotzel mizbeach, v'lokach midam hapag. Ooh, midam hasoir. Ooh is like saying vo. And so you got to take them both together. So even though it doesn't say yachdav, it means together as one entity, which means that you mix the two together.
So then, if you curse both your father and mother, you get
not either one.
If you only had the first half of the pasuk, you're exactly right. If it would only say isha shikalis of this imay, he would only be over on if he's mekalel both together. That's why the pasuk says of the imay kilel dama vayno, even each one individually. I see from Rabbi Yoshia that I need that clarification at the end of the pasuk. Without that clarification, I would think, just like the Daniel is saying now, as vos, that you're only over on a din if you're mekal both of the imay together.
So that we don't have that clarification with the blood.
Exactly right. We don't have such a clarification here, and therefore, in fact, together as one united blood. And that's why it says in our Mishnah, Ira Dama Bala Dama, sorry, you gotta mix them before you apply them to the four koronas of the Mizbech. So far, so good?
Excellent.
Barry, you had a question.
I'm still stuck on and. There's not a complete thing. There's the S of the S, you have the extra words S. And here it's Midam Upam Midam Asayer. So when you have S, it seems to distribute the nature of what you're describing more broadly. And you have a whole thing about a Dorish Essen and not Dorish Essen.
Absolutely.
So it's not. It feels like it's not a strong, a solid parallel in certain ways.
So you're not happy with this.
It doesn't feel similar enough.
Okay. But we'll see the Mishnah Gemara, in fact, is going to, in a moment, fall away from this. Zok the Gemara. The Itmar, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yonison. Chad Om Ma'ar, V'chad Om Eimar. And to stand, let's bring a ride. Rabbi Yoshi, who the Om Ma'ar. Why? The Omar, Avagab Loiksev Yachtov, Rabbi Yoshi holds. Just like by the case of Chas Shalom, the person's Mekal of the Imoy, even though it doesn't say Yachtov, Kimandich Siv Yachtov Dummy, we deem it as if it says Yachtov. And therefore, here too, although it doesn't say Midam Hapar or Midam Asar, Yachtov, but that's implicit, that it means Yachtov together. And the Choyah therefore have arrived that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yoshia, and that the, when it said the Itmar, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonison, Chadam, Chadam, we're referring to Rabbi Yoshia. Every Ma'afilat, Rabbi Yonison, it can go according to Rabbi Yonison as well. Why? Shani Yachad, Echsiv, Achas. Over here I have a special pasuk which I don't have elsewhere. What is that special pasuk? We go back to number 3. V'chiper aharen al kanoisav achas pashona midam chatas akipurim achas pashoni yechapra olav l'dayr seichem kodesh kadoshim hu lahashem. So the first part of the pasuk says v'chiper aharen al kanoisav achas pashona. Now what is this achas pashona? We could theoretically learn achas pashona, and that means one time a year, only on Yom Kippur midam chatas akipurim. However, the next 3 words later it says achas bashoni yechaper olav. Why does it have to repeat once again? Go and put them once a year, and don't forget to put it once a year. I mean, why didn't it repeat it a third time? I mean, why does it have to repeat the achas bashoni? Then therefore the Gemara darshan that the word achas over here is not telling you annually, but the achas is coming to tell you that you go and mix the two, the dam of the par and the dam hasoir, until it becomes achas. Where does it say that in the pasuk? Because when you do the kapara, kapara means when you do the nesinas adam on the 4 koronis, you only do it once. You don't put on the koronis twice.
Give one for each animal.
Oh, exactly. Ed says correctly. If it didn't say achas, I would assume, or I could have assumed, that you put the dam apar first on the 4 koronis, and then you put the dam aside on the 4 koronis. After all, we've been constantly doing that. Both lefnai v'lefnim, first achas v'achas on with the par, and then we do achas v'achas with the soir, and then we come into the hecha, we do once again the same thing, first with the par and then with the soir. The sulkadai tachim, and the same thing should apply to the mizbeach. Says the pasuk 9, achas bashana you should be mechaper on the kanoisa. How? By taking the two together, mixing them, and putting them simultaneously on the 4 kranos.
Is this unique to Yom Kippur or daily throughout the year?
Now this is very unique to Yom Kippur. Okay. Special achas bashana, only once a year. Anyway, says the Choyra, says the Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't have to go according to Rabbi Yoshia. It can go according to Rabbi Yonasan. And not because of Yo Yachtav, Nish Yachtav, but because of the fact that it says Achas Bashana. Achas to tell you that you have to mix the two together and do one kapara and not two kaparis with the tongue. Zogti Gemara, Tanya Deloy Kishnuyan. We have in fact a Braisa, and the Braisa is not going to try to say that the Mishnah or the Mandiyomer that holds Ma'arvin Lekronis is Rabbi Yonasan, like we wanted to say with the Achas, but rather we're going to say that it goes according to Rabbi Yoshia, the way we started off the Gemara. Where is this Braisa? Stay the Braisa Zay. The Lokach Midam Apar Midam Asar Shiyu Muravin Divrei. Rabbi Yoshia, oh, very clearly it's Rabbi Yoshia who's speaking and not Rabbi Yonasan, like we said initially. Mar said, "Man, the Omar said the Yomara designed the Rabbi Yoshia." Part of talking this price, it says very clearly that it's Rabbi Yoshia that holds. It's got to be Murabin. Where Rabbi Yoshia said, "Oh, you mean no, no? Maze b'fnei atzmoi, who maze b'fnei atzmoi? You maze, you do the hazois, that's the sprinkling, each one on their own. You do first the dam apar, and then you do the dam hasoir." Omle Rabbi Yoshia, so Rabbi Yoshia now challenges Rabbi Yoshia. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk Achas, that Achas that we were reading before? So doesn't that suggest, even according to you, Rabbi Yonason, that you normally say it's got to say Yachtov, Fine, it doesn't say yachdur, it says achas. So doesn't that imply that you have to mix the two together? Amar loy Rabbi Yonasan v'loy kvar nema midam hapar umidam hasoyer. From the other pasuk, that's pasuk number 4 that we had, it enumerates each one individually. Dam hapar midam hasoyer. To me, says Rabbi Yonasan, that sounds like each one is still a separate entity. They're not mixed together. Because once they're mixed together, it loses its character of being par blood and soyer blood. Now it's just mixed up blood. Blood mixed from the two. Ah, you're going to ask me, Kingdom of Nemar, Achas? I'll tell you. Loim lecha Achas, v'loishtai midam hapar. Achas, v'loishtai midam asur. I agree with you that the Achas means apply the blood one time to the Kronos. One time from the Dam hapar, and one time from the Dam asur. And therefore, you add 1 plus 1, it'll be 2. But don't go and apply the blood from the Dam hapar twice to each one of the Koranis, or the Dam Asar twice to each one of the Koranis, but rather take the Dam hapar, put on the 4 Koranis, finish Dam hapar, put it away. Now you take the Dam Asar and you put it on the 4 Koranis and put it away. So therefore the Achas doesn't tell you Achas together, but each one individually, Achas V'loi Shtayim.
Why would we do Shnayim? We never do Shnayim with the
other. Very good question. Right before the Kohen Gadol put it on the Koranis, guess what he did? He went lefnai v'lefnim and he did a whole set of par, and he came out once again in front of the paroiches and the heichel and he did another set. Same thing with the sar. So I might have thought over here maybe also 2 sets. Just like maybe do the par first, then do the sar, do the par again, do the sar. Kenish this. Therefore the pasuk tells you, no. Well, once he gets to the mizveach, it's only achas, v'lo yishtayim, no doubling up. Tani Irech, and I bring another brisa. V'loka midam hapar midam asar, shim rovin zeh bezeh, that like we had according to Yoshi, she is supposed to mix the two together. Maybe you're supposed to be mazer each one individually. Now there's no name in this brisa given. It doesn't say Rabbi Yoshi or it doesn't say Rabbi Yonasan. But based on the prior brisa, which we just finished a moment ago, where there is crystal clear that it said on the bottom of the Amid Beis, so when this brisa begins, and not Reb Yonasan. Says the Mishnah, after you mix together the Dam Hapar and the Dam Asoyer, then it said, Menosan es hamole bereikon. You put the full one into the empty one. Now, the way we understood the Mishnah, which is the Gemara's Teret, is you start off with the Dam hapar. The Dam hapar and the Dam hasoyer, by definition, the Dam hapar is going to have much more blood in the Mizrak than the Dam hasoyer, because the par is so much, such a larger animal. So its volume of blood is that much greater than the volume of blood by the soyer. And as we've learned before, the mitzvah when it comes to Kabbalah Sadam is to go be mekabel all of the Dam within human possibilities and the human frailty. You do the best you can to go and collect all the dam.
The initial flow.
The initial flow of the dam, spurting of the dam at the time of the Shechita. Okay? So, presumably the Mizrak of the par is going to be much fuller than the Mizrak of the soyer. So you pour for the dam of par into the dam hasoyer, and that's now going to, the dam hasoyer and the dam of par, it's going to cause the volume in that vessel to rise very, very substantially. But then the Mishnah continues on that you're supposed to nosan as hamoli bereikon. You're supposed to put the full one into the empty one. So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that the mole was the dam hapar. That was the one that's nice and full. The reikon was the damasar, which was, relatively speaking, empty because it's so much less. So why is the Mishnah repeating nosan as hamoli bereikon? We go and pour the full one into the empty one. We already poured the par into the soyer. So why does the Mishnah repeat it again? And when we learn the Mishnah, we explain, and this is going to be the Gemara's Teretz, that we're not referring now to the har and the soyer, but referring to the mixed blood in the mizrak of the soyer, which now is the male. the mizrak of the par is now empty because I poured out all of the blood into the sa'ir blood. Now you're supposed to go and pour back from the mizrak of the sa'ir, which has in it both the par and sa'ir blood. Pour that now into the original par blood mizrak. Why are you doing that? Like the Gemara is going to say, la'arven yofa yofa, so that they mix well. Instead of taking a ladle and a spoon and mixing it, you pour one into the other and then back to the other. This way it gets a much better mixture. Okay. However, the Gemara in the Havamina said, that doesn't sound right. You go and pour the par into the soil, and then again molly into the rekan. You know what's probably going on over here is we're combining not only the two bloods, we're combining the two mizrakos. How do you combine the two mizrakos? After all, the mizrak of the par presumably is a much larger mizrak. The mizrak of the soil is a smaller mizrak, but the mizrak of the soil now is full. The mizrak of the par is empty. Take the mizrak of the sar and place it into the mizrak of the par, and now use that to go around the four kronis to go and dab them with the blood. Why do I say that that's pshat? Says the Gemara, "Boy minei Rabbi Bar Chama mei Rav Chisda." Rabbi Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda. Barry will remind us, Rabbi Bar Chama was the son-in-law of Rav Chisda. We don't know whether he was a son-in-law yet, or maybe this is after he became a son-in-law, but he asked him the following shayla. He niach mizrak b'toich mizrak. What happens if you take one mizrak and put it into another mizrak? Now we're not talking about dafka on Yom Kippur. We're talking about throughout the year. If a person decided to be, I don't know, cute, or decided to be different, instead of just taking one mizrak, he took one mizrak and put it into the other mizrak, the kibbol boy satam, and he did the kabbalah satam with the inner mizrak naturally. So now the inner one is full of blood. But the kohen is not holding on to that mizrak. He's holding on to the outside mizrak, in which the inner mizrak, and in which the blood is residing. Mahu, is that a proper kabbalah sadam? Now you're wondering, why wouldn't it be a proper kabbalah sadam? Because the pasuk always refers to that you have to go and take the blood in a mizrak, and the kohen is supposed to take it. The question is that considered to be a lekicha by the kohen or not? Where do we have this pasuk? We're going to see in a moment because it says over here v'lokach, but you have similar psukim throughout when it talks about kabbalah sadam that the kohen is supposed to go and hold on to and be mekabel adam in the mizrak. So the question of the Gemara is now, min b'minay choitzitz, since both mizrakim are made out of the same material, presumably they're both made out of silver, so it's min b'minay, as well as they're both kli shareis, they're both designated to be a mizrak of dam, so they're basically twin brothers, if you will. So min b'minay choitzitz, do you say nevertheless it's two separate kelim and therefore there's a chatzitza, and it's not the kohen that's taking the blood in the mizrak, it's the kohen that's taking in a mizrak in which there is another mizrak, so it's like the kohen would be taking it with his gloves, it's a chatzitza, he's not taking his hand, he's not taking the mizrak, he's taking the outer mizrak. When you say no, they're one and the same, don't to make all of these halachic inquiries, it all works perfectly, the two mizrak are the same, there's no chatzitza. Let's learn from our Mishnah. You go and take the full one and you put it into the empty one. My love, hoishit mizrak molitoich mizrak reikon. That's our case. That once you poured out all of the dam hapar into the mizrak of the dam masoir, now the dam masoir, that's the mole, you now place it into the reikon, into the former dam hapar mizrak, which now is empty, and put one into the other. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Nosan amole bereikon. So you can be poishit that that's perfectly acceptable. So it's more loy. That's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is ira mizrak mole letoich mizrak reikon, that after you filled up the soir mizrak with all the par blood, now you pour back from the soir blood, from the soir kli mizrak, into the kli reikon, into the par mizrak. And why do you do that? For the purposes of mixing it. Didn't we already say ira dam apar letoich dam hasoir? And therefore the Gemara assumes dam apar is the same thing as the mizrak mole, that you're pouring it into the dam hasoir, which is a mizrak reikon, relatively speaking, because it's so much less dama sod and dama par. So why are we repeating ourselves? So if you want, no. Kadela arven yofi yofi. After you pour from the par into the sorim mizrak, then we pour back from the sorim mizrak into the har mizrak, so that you mix it nicely and it has a nice mixture.
And it puts down in the other, puts on the
The empty one you leave there on the kan, and eventually somebody's going to come and rinse it out and clean it out.
And he uses the mizrak, the now refilled original par mizrak, to do his azos.
Exactly right.
I was picturing mizrak being sort of like a vase. Apparently, for this, it's more of a bowl.
It's got to be more of a bowl, because when it spurts out from the catch on all sides, it's going to be narrow. You're going to miss that.
You have to have a point on the bottom.
Right. Points in the bottom, correct. Istoshima. So far we have our Shaila. We have not been poishet to Shaila yet. Can you be yotze kabbalah zadam mizrak b'toch mizrak? Istoshima. Hoy oimin al gabi kli, hoy al gabi regel chaveroi, posul. What happens if the Kohen, who's doing avoida in the Azara, is standing not on the ritzpa, on the floor, he's standing on top of a kli. Or for that matter, what happens if he's standing on his friend's foot? And the friend is a very nice guy, and he's willing to endure the pain of somebody else standing on his foot, and he says that it's Yisurim Shalahava. These pains show my love for my fellow Kohen. Anyway, so he doesn't protest. Are you Yoitza doing the avoided that way? And the answer is possible. Now, why is it possible? I can understand why when he stands on the kli it's possible, because it's chotzeit. The kohen is supposed to stand on the ritzpa, on the floor of the azara. Rashi points out, based on the Gemara in Zvachim, that just like a kli shoris is mekadesh, the ritzpa itself is mekadesh. So therefore, I don't want it to be a chatzitza between the kohen's feet and the floor of the azara. I understand that. However, if he's sitting on the regel of his chaver and his own regel are both made out of the same flesh and blood. And that's what we call min b'minoi. And since it says it's possible, is the chasimin that min b'minoi is chotzeit. So just like it's chotzeit, the gabi, the ritzpa, the person's foot on top of the other guy's foot, so the chari, the mizrak inside the mizrak, is also chotzeit. So I can be poshut that even min b'minoi is chotzeit. Anymore, no right. Shani regularly matzim mevatalei. When you're talking about one mizrak and the other mizrak, by putting one into the other, you are in a sense saying I'm mevatal the outer mizrak, and I'm mevatal it to the inner mizrak. In other words, since nobody is using the outer mizrak now, it becomes secondary to the inner mizrak.
He has a.
There's no English one. Maybe. Amen. Okay. Welcome aboard, Ruben Alivi. What's
Mach the hint? The hint is watching the front.
Watching the front, okay. Doing Shemitah. Very good. Shkoyach, welcome back. We are on Nun Chet Omer Aleph. And the Gemara says, Shani, regular Motzim Avatale. When you're talking about one Mizrak inside the other Mizrak, since the person put one into the other, what he meant to do, even though he didn't verbalize it, what he's saying is, I'm merging the two together, and I'm having the outer one and the inner one. Makes a lot of sense. Masha'enken, if I'm stepping in the other guy's foot, the other guy's not going to mavatle his foot to your foot and say, yeah, you can keep on doing that until I may have asked him, no problem, you can come in every morning when I get up, stand on top of my feet, and nobody's going to mavatle his foot to somebody else's foot. He's eventually going to say, ow, it hurts. Please get off of my foot. Therefore, since he's not mavatle, there it's taka choitze. It's been made by the mizrak. The two mizrakas don't have any particular feelings for one another. It's inanimate objects. And the kohen who took them both together, maybe he took it because he figured just in case any blood spills, it'll spill into the outer mizrak. And so therefore he's mavato one to the other. Okay, so right to we cannot be poshed our shayla. Ikri ambi hochi boy minei. Another version of the shayla. Not a shayla gabi chatzitza, nor the gabi halach of derech shedus bekach, or ein derech shedus bekach. As we know, the Kehanim, their avoid in the base of Midrash was Lishores, to serve Hashem. So now, is this considered to be a normal service, and therefore he has served Hashem the way you're supposed to? Or do you say doing something like this is so outlandish, so extraordinary, that this is not the way to serve Hashem, and therefore it's a Shedus Psula, it's not your normal service? So not because of Chatzitza Dinam, but because you didn't do your normal service of Hashem. That's the Gemara Shaila. It's Toshima that's trying to be poison. Trying to be Shmar. As Kol Kli Hashoreis as she Yishorsu Vam BaKodesh. Now the word is Kol Kli. Clay is by definition two kelim. It's plural. Hashoreis is singular, and therefore says Tan Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei kelim v'sheirus achas. Sometimes you can take two kelim and perform only one service, and this is perfectly fine. Oh, okay, so then he addresses our question very nicely. We asked, is there a sheirus v'kachanat? He said, yeah, you could have kelim clay, but you're doing one sheirus, and therefore it would be permissible after all. I have another shayla. He niach siv b'toich ha-mizrok v'kibu boyas adam mahu. You put a sieve. What exactly is sieve? Rashi says this is something which grows on the outside of a deco tree, something similar to bark. However, as opposed to bark, this sieve that we're talking about is extremely porous. So liquids can easily go in and out, and the Gemara soon is going to be medame. It's going to compare it to a sponge. Kind of a spongy material, and fancy English, I think they call it base, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, they put the sieve inside the mizrak. The kibbutz boy said that, and at the time of the shechita, the kohen is standing there with his mizrak, with the sieve inside the mizrak, this porous piece of material that grows outside trees, and he was mekabel it out. Now, mimbishenim mina choitz. This is clearly not a mizrak. This is a sieve. And therefore, it's chaytzis, no good. Oy ainu chaytzis. Why? Kim the mechalchel loy chayitz. Because of the fact, oy ainu chaytzis, or it's not mechaytzis. Kim the mechalchel loy chayitz. Do I say since it's mechalchel, chalchel means that it's very porous, and so therefore the blood can go through one and the other? Oy demu ashto, maybe makes no difference. What does he more mean to say? Normally, if I were to put there on the bottom of this mizrak, I would have put a piece of metal, for instance. Guess what happens? A piece of metal settles to the bottom. I fill it up with the blood. It could be that even half an hour later, I pick up the piece of metal and I see that underneath that metal, it's still dry, because that was chaytzit b'fnei the dam. The dam didn't get to the bottom of the kli because the piece of metal was there. However, this sieve, since it's a spongy-like porous material, so the blood will get through the sponge and will get to the bottom of the mizrak. And so therefore, maybe I should say it's not chaytzit. It's there, but it doesn't bother me. It doesn't disturb anything. The blood settled to the bottom of the kli, even though the sieve was there. That's what the one wants to know. Is it a chatzitzot? Omleis is a tanina. I don't have a case from our situation of a mizrak with blood, but I have a parallel situation. The parallel situation is when we're dealing with the famous halacha of Parah Aduma, which we had not long ago in our Masechta. Here we're talking about that we've already taken the Parah Aduma, it's already been geshachten, it's already been burned, you have now lots of ash. You cannot go and take ash and apply it to someone who is tameh. You have to go and add to it Mayim Chayim El Keli, which the Gemara calls Mechatas. You have to go and add it to fresh waters that have come from a spring. Okay, and then it's got to be Mayim Chayim El Keli inside a kli. Then you add the ash and the water, and then you sprinkle it on somebody. Okay, so now there too, the kli should be an empty kli. There should not be anything on the bottom of the kli. But guess what? There was a sponge on the bottom of the kli. The water that's inside the sponge, the Mishnah Maseches Para considers that water to be hasul. So if you look at the Rashi, Zolef Vaholech, it's about halfway down the Amud. Reish the Masnisin Hachi, in the beginning of the Mishnah Perek, Vav, Mishnah Gimel of Maseches Para, it says a Mekadish B'Shokes, your Mekadish water in a Shokes. Shokes is a trough, in other words, a large kli. Vayesvoig, and there's a svoig. Svoig is a sponge inside that kli. Maim shem svoig psulim. The water that has entered into that sponge, those waters apostle for mechatas. Don't use those waters and mix them with the ash. No good. So Ketzi Yasser, what should we do? Says Rashi. The Gemara is going to quote this. Zolef v'holech ad shemagia l'svoig. What you do is you go and pour the you take the shaykes, tilt it, have as much water leave as possible, and leave the sponge there on the bottom, and don't allow any water from the sponge to mix in to the mechatas. Leave it there with whatever water is inside the sponge. So getting back to our Gemara, Omalei Tanina, Zolei Fahoylech, try to go and pour out all of the water inside the shokas, inside the skli, actually give the swag until you get to the sponge, and let's leave the sponge on the bottom with the water, because that's going to be mayim psulim. So now what's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara's kash is, don't I have a similar issue just like us? That what? That since the swag is on the bottom of the skli, so the water didn't reach the bottom of the kli because there's a swag there. So it should be chaytzeit. But I didn't say that it's chaytus. I said you can use all the water in the kli except for the water inside the sponge. So look now at the end of that long Rashi, five lines before the bottom of the omid. Al misvoig loy chayitz v'loy pasul. The fact that there's a sponge there, the water inside the sponge, no good. But the fact that the sponge there, it's not chaytus. It's not chaytus between the water and the rest of the kli. The apostle doesn't passel. Ellen of Lom Besaycha, only the words which are absorbed inside the sponge itself. Vuadin Lasif, say the same thing with Gabi the Sif. These are parallel situations. I have here a Mizrak with a sieve with blood. The sieve is full of blood. Don't use the sieve blood because that's not Mizrak blood, it's sieve blood. Fine. But since it's porous, presumably the dam went through it. It's on the floor of the Mizrak. Just like I say by the Mechatos. Don't use the water inside the sponge, but you can go and use the water underneath the sponge, and you can use the water on top of the sponge. Everything else is fine, because it's not chaytzeit. The Zokimara, so bring a raya from the case of the Mechatos with the sponge to our case of the Mizrak with the dam with a sieve. Says Imar, the two are not really comparable. Shaimaya de klishi. Water is much, much thinner in density, viscosity, or whatever fancy terms you use. And since it's so much thinner, it is much more easily absorbed into the sponge and leaves the sponge to the bottom. Like Rashi says, Yoitzis mikol avorov v'nichnosos beinoy lebein akli. If you were to go and pick up the sponge, you'd see automatically that underneath the kli is wet, wet as can be, because the water permeated the sponge, went all the way to the bottom, and the bottom of the kli is now full of water, even though there's a sponge there. Mash'enken, when you're putting a sieve into a kli, into a mizrik for dam, dam is much, much thicker. Rashi says dam avu. Since it's thicker, fine, the sieve might go and absorb that dam, but the absorption rate will not be the same. Oh, shkoyach, nochamul. Absorption rate will not be the same absorption as... Oh, my name is Chaim Melchel. Thank you very much. Are those lemons or are those esrogim which are floating there?
Esrogim.
Okay, anyway.
Emurim?
Emurim. Or one with the other. Yeah. Okay, anybody wants to drink? Feel free to take it. Exactly. So anyway, so the Gemara says, Shani Mai the Klishi, since this happens to be so much thinner in density, so then the water goes straight through the sponge to the bottom, that's why it's not chaytzeit. Our Gemara, however, is talking about dam, which is much thicker. Come, it gets to the bottom of the sieve, and therefore, it's very theoretically possible. And try it out at home, you do an experiment, pull up the sieve afterwards, and see whether or not the dam actually reached the bottom of the kli or not. Good chance, good likelihood it did not reach the bottom of the kli, and therefore it was a chatzita after all, and therefore you cannot bring a rye from the sponge to the sieve, from the water to the body.
So it's a bit serious question. If something is thin or thick, viscosity, then the item is chotzeit or not?
Exactly. So it's a real mitzvah issue because we're trying to find out whether it's chotzeit or not. Chotzeit means that it stops the flow or it doesn't stop the flow. In case of water and sponge, it doesn't interrupt and it doesn't interfere and it doesn't stop the flow. It goes all the way to the bottom. In the case of the blood and the sieve, it could very well stop the flow, and therefore the rye one to the other is not a good rye. Ikri Amri, there's another version. The dam, it's like a kosher. In other words, he likes the parallel between the dam and the mayim. Yeah, dam. it's a liquid, it's a liquid, it takes longer, you're right, it's thicker, 100%. Sieve is perhaps not as porous as a sponge, you're right. But you wait long enough, you'll pick up the sieve and you'll see that there's blood on the bottom of the sieve as well, because it is porous and it's a liquid, yeah. The koimitz, however, it would be possible. In other words, if you have now a third parallel case. So now we spoke about blood, we spoke about the mechatas, and now we're talking about a kmitza. After the kohen removes the kmitza with his three fingers, he's supposed to put it into a separate kli shores. What happens in that kli shores? It also happens to be a sponge or a sieve at the bottom. Well, the sponge is very porous, so maybe the same halacha applies. That maybe it's not chaitzitz, and the answer is about it is chaitzitz. Why is it chaitzitz? Very simple. This is a liquid and this is a solid. A liquid will, by definition, permeate into the sponge or into the sieve, and then you can see the liquid coming from the other side. But if you go and pour something hard, something solid, over a sponge, try it out when you get home, take a bowl, put a sponge in the bottom of the bowl, now pour sugar or salt, and then pick up the sponge half an hour later and see if there's any sugar or salt underneath the sponge. Good chance that you won't see anything underneath the sponge, because even though it's porous, but it's still a solid. Last Rashi, because it's possible. Bekiddush, shehakoymetz to'un lihiskadish bekli la'achar kmitza. You're all supposed to be mekadish into klisharis. V'hu keneged kabbalah b'dam, and that's the parallel to the kabbalah b'dam. Possible. Why the chayitz? Because in fact the sponge or the sieve will be chotzeitz and won't allow for the kmitza to get to the bottom of the kli. And we continue on right in our Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol leaves now where he was standing in front of the Parochus, and he goes out to the Mizbeach Asher Lefnei Hashem. Now there are two Mizbeaches inside the Beis HaMikdash. It could be the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Hechel, it could be the Mizbeach HaChitzen in the Azara. Says the Mishnah, no, the Mizbeach HaZohav. This is the relatively small Mizbeach, which is standing in the Hechel, and that's the Mizbeach that we're talking about. And what do you do? Hitzchel Mechati V'Yoyret, you go and take the blood, which according to the prior Mishnah was mixed together in one Mizrach, and you now go and you Mechati V'Yoyret, which means that the Kohen puts his finger into the Mizrach, extracts some of the blood on that finger, and then he goes to the corner, just like we always have in mind the four kronos that you have on top of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the big Mizbeach. Here too, on this mini Mizbeach, the whole Mizbeach Azov was one amma square on top, one amma by one amma, so it was relatively small. I believe it was two ammas from the floor, and so therefore it was a small Mizbeach. Here too, Hischel Mechati V'Yorid, there were also four mini kronos on the four corners on top, and the Kohen Gadol starts from the top of one of the four kronos and works his way down with the blood, and then he goes to the next one, works his way down. The word Mechati V'Yorid just means he starts from Mal and he goes Lamata. Meichon U'Maschel, there are four corners, which one does he start with first? The Karen Mizrachis Tzvoinis, then Tzvoinis Marovis, Marovis Droimis, Droimis Mizrachis. He starts off first with the northeastern one, then he goes to the northwestern one, then he goes to the southwestern, and then he goes to the southeastern.
Counterclockwise.
Sorry?
Is that counterclockwise?
Yes, it's counterclockwise. That is correct. Now, there's an obvious question, and that is, don't we have a rule, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos? And if he's turning around from the Parochus, looking at the Mizbeach, I would think that he should go and first put on the blood on one of the Marovis corners, because that's the closest. Exactly. The reason why he doesn't do that is because it says in the Pasuk, V'yotza Ela Mizbeach, and the Gemara Darshan, that means he has to go beyond the entire Mizbeach. Because if all he's doing is he's going from the Parochus to the Mizbeach, the word Yitzia that he's leaving, that he's exiting, would seem to be an inappropriate term. That's why the Gemara learns, V'yotza, he has to go beyond the four corners of the Mizbeach, and then he comes back again. Okay. I'm sorry?
When we say that the Parochus,
that we're going to talk about in a moment. Please hold your point for one moment. We'll get right back to it. Yes, you're correct. It's excellent, Brother Shai, and everybody's points are always excellent. Anyways, the Gemara continues on. Thank you. Makrishu maslo b'chates al mizbeach hachitzoin misham hayagoyma al mizbeach hapanimi. The place that he's normally maschil by mizbeach hachitzoin, the where you normally maschil, usually the kohen has to go and apply the dam to the forerunners. He goes up the ramp. The ramp is on the Dorem side. He goes to his right because kopinishat apoyna eli limin, and therefore the first one he's going to get to is the southeast. And what is the case over here? The final one that he got on was the Dremis Mizrachis, which was the southeast. So Mokshi Humasl Mechatzis on a normal basis al Mizbech HaChitzayim Misham HaYegoyim al Mizbech HaPnimi. In our case, that's where he ended off in the Mizbech HaPnimi, right? So that stems. Reblez Oymet Bimkoyim HaYoymet Umachate. Reblez says he didn't have to walk around, he just had to stand next to the Mizbech, since the Mizbech is only 1x1 square. So standing, he'll bend over a little bit, but he'll put it on the four corners from where he was standing. Balkulin HaYenoysen Melmata Lemala, different than the Tanakhama that says in Machate V'Yoyrin that you go from up down. He says you start from down up. Chutz Mizu, choice Lefanav Shehinoisim Lemala Lemata, except for the one that was directly in front of him. If he's standing, for instance, directly in front of the south western corner, that one he would go and do Machate V'Yoyrin Lemala Lemata. But the other three that he's extending himself, there he does it the other way around, Melmata Lamal. Now you're wondering, why is it this way, why is it that way? So Rashi tells us, because it's all very simple, it's all mechanical. The Kohen Gadol has to be worried that some of the blood is going to slip out and spill, slide down his hand, down into his arm, and he's going to soil as a result the big dilovan that he is wearing, and you're not allowed to walk, and you're not allowed to do avoida with soiled big dilovan. And therefore what he has to be very careful is to do it in such a way that it shouldn't go and slip down. Therefore the Tanakhama, who says that you walk over to every Karen individually, he was afraid about this slip. So if you're going to go and do it from the
above,
if you're going to go and do it Milmata Limala, you're going to start up from downwards and do it upwards, I'm concerned that some of that may spill down his arm. Reb Lezer says, I'm not concerned, because that's only if you're doing it right next to you. Right? Right next to you. If you are standing by the Karen and you're putting the blood up, the blood could go down your arm. However, if you're standing far away, then you don't have to worry, because it's not going to go and travel up, so you don't have to worry. Mashenkin, if you have to be right next to the Mizbeach, you have to be concerned, and that's why you have to be Mechate the Yored. If you do a
where is he holding the Mizbeach? When he's doing this according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's leaning over this 2 foot by 2 foot Mizbeach.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's leaning over. Is he holding the Mizrach in his left hand?
Either he's holding the left hand, or he puts it down momentarily and he picks it up again. So if you put it down, of course, there's no way to put it down normally unless you have a kan sticking around.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would spill over. If you look at the top Rashi, Hischem Chate V'Yoyed, it says Rashi, Mishmirulei Haitana Hakof Beregel. You have to walk around the Mizbeach to do the four dabbings on the four Kranis. Kinam V'Gemar, Chomatana V'Tana Ha'isem B'Keren Shilafonav, right next to the Samachlai. Tachlitim L'mal L'mata, Kehech L'Lo Nisvesi Mane, so that is, mane means the god, the nisvasi shouldn't get shmutzik, shouldn't get soiled. Shemizbeach gavoya amasai. The height of the mizbeach is 2 amas. The ef shel letzadid roshes ba'oitzim lamata velosas amatonim. The keren melmata lamala. You can't go in that upwards direction. Ba'al korcha roshes ba'oitzim lamala. The tops of the etzvois are going to have to be on top. Veshenoisim be'etzva keneged chuta shel keren. Venoisim ma'atona arucha u Meshucha, and Moshech Mamata Lamala Adam Zav Latoyev Beis Yad Ksoni Shulay. It's going to go and pour into or slide down the Beis Yad. I mean the sleeve of his Ksoni. Shachlitim Mamala Lamata. Therefore, he does Mamala Lamata. Not Kalosh Mechate V'Yoyred. That is much more convenient. That's much easier. That's only if it's right next to him, like Rashi said, because it's Samachlay. But if you're extending your hand, then you could do it in the other fashion, Mamata Lamata.
Is he doing it on the edge of the corner like he does in the Mizbech HaChitzayim?
Yes, exactly the same way, on the edge. Okay, after we're done with that,
he's going to supply it with his
four finger that's the etzba,
and supply it
either with downwards or upwards. Right, exactly.
So okay, when you apply it on the Mizbech
four corners,
play on the chorus.
Yeah.
There he had it, and the first one was going
upward,
right? And the others were going downward.
Correct.
So in this case, he's
That's according to Tanakama, and according to Blazer, the three that he's extending himself going upwards, and the one that's right next, then he goes downwards. And now we go and put on the, there's a further hazor that we do now on the Tirshul Mizbech, and that you do seven times. The Vushtei thing, the seven times we have here in the Pasuk over here.
Your hand is turning.
If you're turning it up this way, I'm afraid some of the abdominal is still down.
Right. You're still. So your palm is
face up.
It's face up.
Mm-hmm. All cases always face up.
The palm is always face up.
Yeah.
Palm.
When you're doing chad, no, that would be face down. You're right. If you're doing it chad to the yorid, it would be down.
How are you standing? No.
Yeah, he's standing on the floor, and the height of the mizbech is 2 amos, is 4 feet, which is probably less than this table, I'm assuming. Anyway, so after you finished, we had until now the possible yot from mizbech asher lefnei Hashem b'chipper all over lekach midama par midama sar, and you put on the karnes of mizbech sar. After that, it says he's a olav men hadam be'etzba oyshev pa'amim. Now your maza, you spritz 7 times. Where do you spritz 7 times? Onto the mizbeach. He's a olav men hadam be'etzba oyshev pa'amim 7 times. The tiaroi, the kitshoi, the tumas b'nei Yisrael. With that, he was matar and mekadesh it from the tumah of Chai Yisrael. So those 7 times, that's now brought here in the Mishnah. Al tiaroi shemizbeach shev pa'amim. What's the definition of tiaroi? The Gemara is going to have a shaila about that. The Gemara is going to conclude that tiaroi means the top of the mizbeach. He spritz 7 times. B'shiyori Adam. Now that we've done all of those hazoyis lefnei lefnei, and all of those in front of the proches, and the 4 times on the 4 corners, and the 7 times on the tiaroi shemizbeach. What do you do with the shirai? Which means you leave the heichal, you leave the ulam, go down the steps, you approach the mizbeach achitzay, the mizbeach inside the big hazara, and you pour it on the yisoid ma'arovi. That's the yisoid right that faces you as soon as you come down. You see it? You pour it on there.
So you've got 32 plus 4.
Okay, so that's a very good question. So the Gemara, in fact, in Masechtas Zvachim tells us that there were 43 or 47 or 48, depending how you count it. How do you get to 43, 47, or 48? The 32 is simple.
Right, and then you take the 4 from the place on the 4 corners.
How much you have now?
36.
And then you add 7 more?
It's
43. How do I get to 47? Because Aramish is only according to the Mandi Yomar Rabbi Yoshia that you mix the two together. But according to Rabbi Yoshia that you did the 4 and the 4, so you have the 32, plus the 4 is 36, plus the 4 is 40, and now you do the 7 times the Tirshim Mizbeach, that's 47.
So then you mix it. When do you mix it?
According to Bionis, you mix it after the dabbing of the four corners on the bed. That's why the Gemara uses the expression ma'arvim kronois, ma'in ma'arvim kronois. Everybody agrees that eventually you're ma'arv. The question is pre-kronois or post-kronois. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yoshe, since it's pre-kronois, you only have 43. According to Rabbi Yoshe, you'd have 47. So why do you say 48? The question is whether the shirayim are ma'akim. If the shirayim are ma'akim, then that's number 48. If the shirayim are not ma'akim, then it's 47. And shirayim, it also does a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akim.
Shirayim, the 4 on the mitzvah.
Mizbeach achitzayim, on the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzayim.
That's an application of blood. It's a blood application.
Right. So if you hold it ma'akim, then it becomes one of the number, becoming a
44, 43, 44.
If you hold like Rabbi Yoshe 44, and according to Rabbi Yoshe, it's going to be 47, 48. Good? Beautiful. Baruch Hashem. So getting back to our Mishnah, so Tiyar Shem Mizbeach, Shir Adam Yishev Chisam Yerayim Shem Zav, Lashon Mizbeach, Achitza Neyishev Fecha Yisai Drayim. By a regular carbon, the marshal of a carbon chattas, the Kohen, throughout the year, he comes down the ramp, he has in his hands the remaining blood, Mishirayim, Shaitan Yisai Drayim, because that Yisai Drayim is right next to him. He doesn't have to go to the right or the left. He's on the Dorim side when he comes down the ramp, so he pours it out on Yisai Drayim. Yisai Drayim, by the way, was not a long Yisai, it was only that Amala at the corner, so you pour it on that Amala. Okay, but now it's on the floor, because when you pour it onto the Yisai, by definition, the Yisai is going to fall on the floor. So what happens now? it gets mixed in together. In other words, it pours out and slides into the Amma. The Amma is that
drainage.
Okay, drainage, fine. Such a ditch which has the dimensions of an Amma wide, where the waters and the bloods and everything else pours out into, and from there goes out to Nahal Kidron, the Kidron Valley, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the, since it's so full of minerals and all the rest, since it's blood from the animals, this is excellent for fertilizer. So they sell it to the Ganonim, to the people that tend the farms and to the ginois and the gardens and all that. Is that for fertilizer? If they do not pay for it, but rather they use it without payment, there would be a din of me'ila. Now, Darius thinking to himself. Oh, so that's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. Hashem, you'll see in the bottom of Nuntes on the base. Stay tuned to tomorrow. This will give everybody an incentive to come tomorrow to hear the shir, because otherwise, how you be able to sleep tonight? How would it be a din me'ila? We've already used it. We've already Dovish Nasim Mitzvasim. So let's reach him tomorrow. Okay, says the Martin Rabban. We started the Mishnah Yotzul Mizbeach Matam Aloim. It says in the Pasuk Yotzul Amr Mechemi. Lachin Shematzinu Beparabal Kol Mitzvah Shekoyin Oimit Chutz Mizbeach. Umaz Al Peroiches B'Shoa Shehu Maze Yochal Afzek Hein Tam Aloim Yotzul Mizbeach. What does he mean? We're talking today on Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol had to go and spritz towards the Peroiches. Where was he standing? I'm not sure. I know he's standing the Heichal. Couldn't be standing the Azara, but where in the Heichal? I'm not sure. We have a parallel situation throughout the year. If Chas Hashem, Gans Klal Yisrael sinned, Roiv Klal Yisrael sinned based on a faulty psak of the Bez Nagadol, then you have the Parabol Kolamitzis, or Parahel Neshut Sibur, or the Parakoin HaMashiach, or the Siyavoy Dezara. All of those require sprinkling of the blood in front of the Parayches. Now, where was the Kohen standing at that time? So that's a parallel issue, parallel question. Where did he stand on Yom Kippur? Where did he stand on throughout the year when you're being mazah towards the Parayches? Says Yimar, Omer Mechad. Wow, the Kohen was standing far away from the Parayches. In front of the Mizbeach, he enters into the Heichal from the Ulam. Before he hits the Mizbeach, from there he starts spritzing towards the Parayches, in the Parayches direction. Okay, he's sitting close to the Mizbeach. Now, how do I know that? The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk in another few lines. Take it for granted that this is the way the Kohen is standing, Chutz Mizbeach, so he's standing quite far away from the Parayches.
It's 40 Amos before you get to the Parayches, right? So the Mizbeach Azov is right in the middle of those 40 Amos, is that correct?
The Mizbeach Azov starts at the 20 Amma line. So if you're standing right in front of the Mizbeach, you're 20 and a half Amos from the Parayches. Umaza ala Parayches, and he's Maza in the direction of the Parayches. B'shoa shuhu Maza. The words B'shoa shuhu Maza are unnecessary because we're saying Umaza al Parayches. When is he Maza? B'shoa shuhu Maza. So another Gemaras in fact say that this is a mistake. These three words should be deleted. Regardless. Yochal Afzekian. I would think the same thing in Yom Kippur too. That maybe the Kohen Gadol should be Maza towards the Parayches. Michutz la Mizbeach. Tamaloyim. That's why it says V'yotzal Mizbeach. That when he finishes being Maza towards the Parayches, then he leaves that area towards the Mizbeach. And therefore, Heichan Hayah, where was he previously that he's now exiting? He was lefnim and Mizbeach. Oh, he was standing between the Mizbeach and the Parayches. Not like the case of the Par Helim Dovash Tzibor. Here the Kohen Gadol is standing much closer to the Parayches, in between the Mizbeach and the Parayches. How do I know? Because when he finishes, it says, V'yotzel Mizbeach. Now he leaves that area and he goes towards the Mizbeach and even beyond. Tani Idach, another Braisa. Lefnei Hashem Matam Eloimar. Why does it have to go and say, V'yotzel Mizbeach Hashem Lefnei Hashem? Amrim Mechemi, Lefisha Metzini, Vepar Vesoy Shuri Yom Kippurim. Oh, Shkoyin Oymi Lefnei Menem Mizbeach. Umazal Aparoiches B'shoa Shumazah. Once again, the same words again. The Kohen Gadol is standing with him. How do I know he's standing with him in a Mizbeach? Because it says after that, the Yotzel Mizbeach. Aha. Okay, so he's standing with him in a Mizbeach. Umaz. So Yochel Afzekin, I would think maybe the same thing about Par Helgam Shetzibor. He should be standing in front of Mizbeach towards the Parayches. Tamaloymar, that's why it's in the Pasuk. Mizbach Keturis Asamim Lefnei Hashem Asher Ba'oil Moyed. So what's the Raya from that? It's Mizbeach Lefnei Hashem. Ein Kohen Lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach is standing Lefnei Hashem, but the Kohen is not standing Lefnei Hashem because the Kohen is standing in front of the Mizbeach as opposed to in front of the Kodesh Kedoshim. He is distant from the Kodesh Kedoshim Lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach is much closer. He is distant. Okay, so Kohen Mechutz of Mizbeach. Oh, Maser. Therefore, we see.
Yeah, where else is it going to go?
In fact, that's where it's supposed to go. Except for the ages that we heard yesterday, that if the person did a good job and he had good fingers and he did a great job, he said, because Rabbi Yossi and he received a roimi, and there were some tipei dam on it afterwards. It's absolutely some machlekes, but we're talking about real live eyewitnesses. The blood of Rabbi Yossi even took pictures. He saw the tipei dam on the parechas. Now, how did he see it? Obviously, because it reached him. Whether that was intentional or it happened b'shogeg, we don't know for sure. Nobody was there at the time. We just know that we found the tipei dam.
That was quite a pitch, though.
Oh, you had to have a good pitching.
Well, it depends how close was it.
It was 20 amos, wasn't it?
But how far was he? How far was he from the?
His back, but even right under his back line, it was a good 20 amos.
Well, this Kohan used to throw the head of the Chatas Oaf over the Kevesh, which was what 30 amos wide. Come on, it's not a
pitching is one thing, sprinkling with a finger.
Very dexterous.
You try, and you have to do it.
Everybody, go home in the Yetzer Shem after the shear, take out some animal, take some of the blood, and start sprinkling in all directions. And see if it gets on the floor, it gets on the wall, and then run out right after that because your wife will be furious.
Right, it's only a few drops.
Anyway, continuing on. Zokti Mishnah Baitzer. Hischel Mechati. We already went down the four cracks. Tana Rabban. Now, in our Mishnah, we had the sequence of the four kanaim, the four kronos, I should say, not kanaim, the four kronos of the Mizbeach. On the second line of the Mishnah, we said you start off with the Mizrachis Tzfoinis. That's the northeastern corner, and you went counterclockwise to the northwestern corner. Okay, but now we're going to start the Braisa differently. Tan Rabban, Hischel Mechati, V'yoyrit Mehechon Yemaskel, he started Mikaren Mizrachis Droimis. Oh, not the Mizrachis Tzfoinis, Mizrachis Droimis. That's the southeastern corner. And then he went on to Droimis Marobis. And then he went to Marobis Tzfoinis. And then he went to Tzfoinis Mizrachis. Divir Rebakir. Rabbi Yosef Glili, I mean, Rabbi Yosef Glili is just like on Mishnah. He stopped Mikaren Mizrachis Tzfoinis, like it says in the Mishnah second line, and he went Tzfoinis Marobis, Marobis Troimis, Troimis Mizrachis. Mokim Shev Yosef Glili, Masla Shem Rabbi Kiva, Poisik. Mokim Shev Kiva, Masla Shem Rabbi Yosef Glili, Poisik. What is this all about? Let's look at the order. The first one was according to Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Kiva was Poisik. Where was he Poisik? Tzfoinis Mizrachis. Where was Rabbi Yosi Haglili Maschel? Mizrachis Tzfoinis. Tzfoinis Mizrachis, Mizrachis Tzfoinis, of course, identical. And therefore, where he was Poisik, he was Maschel. And the same thing applies to where Rabbi Yosi Haglili started off. He started Mizrachis Tzfoinis. Where did Rabbi Kiva end off? Tzfoinis Mizrachis. So, each one is the same thing. In Makshish, Rabbi Yosi Haglili Maschel, Shem Rabbi Kiva Poisik, Makshish, Rabbi Kiva Maschel, Shem Rabbi Yosi Haglili Poisik.
So, Rabbi Kiva's going clockwise then?
That's correct. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Now the question is, why do you say that he went to the Mizrachis Tzfoinis first, and why did the other one said that he went to the Mizrachis Droimis first? Right? One said Mizrachis Tzfoinis, Maschel became Mizrachis Droimis. The other one starts Mizrachis Tzfoinis. What's the nafkamina? Why is there a machlekes? This gets back to Brother Shai's keen observation about 5 minutes ago when we were learning the Mishnah. It all depends on where was the entranceway to the Kodesh Kedoshim. If the entranceway was on the Safin side, or was it on the Dorim side? Oh. If you say that there were two curtains, it was on the Dorim side. And if you say there was only one curtain, then you entered in from the Safin side. Ah, so when he comes out of the two curtains, then he's going to go and start sprinkling immediately on the Proichs. Not immediately, first he has to go and take the Dam Bapar, and the Dam Bapar, and the Dam Bapar. Okay, but eventually he's going to go and sprinkle, and he's going to sprinkle from where he left the Kodesh Kedoshim. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to have to walk back and forth. Chush is the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, if he came out from the northern side, he spritzed on the Proichs from where he was standing on the northern side, of course, towards the west. but northwest essentially. And now when he goes viyotze el mizbeach, he goes now towards the mizbeach. Which one of the corners is he going to be closest to? Putting away the ma'aravi, because we're not going to start the ma'aravi, because the viyotze el mizbeach. But the north, the closest one is going to be the northeastern corner. That's why the Mishnah says that you start with the mikern mizrachis tzvoinis, according to that Maryam. However, if you hold that the exit way was the first curtain out of two, and therefore that was on the Droimis side, okay, so he came out of the Droimis side, then we eventually Yotzel Mizbeach, he came therefore to the Mizrachis Droimis first, as opposed to the Mizrachis Tzvoinis first. That's exactly the reason for the Machlokes.
So you say the Yotzel, meaning that he has to pass by...
So according to this one, the Yomi has to pass by the Mizbeach in its entirety. In other words, he doesn't just get to the Mizbeach, but he goes, he exits, like Rashi called it, Hakofa Beregev. He goes beyond the Mizbeach, and then the first place that he comes to is either the Mizrachis Droimis, or the Mizrachis Tzvoinis.
Depending where he exited from.
Exactly, depending where he exited from. Either it's up inside, or the dark side.
In front of all sheep, as you pass the...
You pass the Mizbeach.
So when he did the Mahazos in front of the Parochas, he didn't do it in the center. He did it closer to the to wherever the entrance. So he did it on.
He could move over nothing.
In my imagination, I saw him standing in central in front. I mean, basically where those opposite where the Eved Shasir, the Aron was. I thought he was standing in the center, being Mazah in the center.
I don't think that is required. And even if it is, but he's still on the northern side of it. He didn't have to, directly
dead
in
center.
The,
okay.
Didn't have to be dead center or live center. He could go to the right, to the left. Anyway, so this is more convenient, and it's closer, and less chushut kohen gadol, etc. Getting back to the Gemara, that's Rashi points this out, that's the reason why he holds this way, he holds that way, because if the Derech Hadorim or Derech Hatzofim, when he's leaving the, if you want to take a quick look, Rav Yosef Gli the Oimer, about six lines from the bottom of the Yomer, the Rashi, Rav Yosef Gli the Oimer, Sovelok Rav Yosef, the Masin, the Yomer, the Hoysa, Shem, the Proich Hasachas, Upupen Hatzofim, Ushagom, Matlis Pinim, Yotze Derech Hatzofim, Poga Tchila, Bitzvoinis, Marovis, the Mizbeach, Shem Loin Osa, Hachiyotze, Ubal Limizrochas, Tzvoinis, Lays and Shem, etc. And then the other man, the Yomer, holds for King. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Nochamu, the Kuli Alma Mia, right? Everybody has that?
Yeah.
Kuli Alma Mia, Bahu, Karen, the Pogamaration, Loy Ovid. And everybody agrees that he didn't go to the first one, meaning to the Maravis one. He went to the Mizrachis one. My time. He has to go beyond the Mizrach to the other side. So now the Gemara is asking what you were asking before about the clockwise and counterclockwise. According to Rabbi Kiva, Naketh Derech Yemin. According to Rabbi Kiva, shouldn't we go towards the right side as opposed to the left side? What does he mean? Because Rabbi Kiva said that you started off, let's go back to the beginning of this Braisa. Masam Mikaren Mizrach is Droimis. This is the southeastern corner. Now, if you were to go and continue to the right, then you would be going now to the northeastern corner. But instead he was going to the left, he's going Droimis Marobis. He's going now to the southwestern corner. Going from southeast to southwest, he's going left. Great Timor, why is he going left? Isn't there a famous halacha of Yom? Exactly. Lamed of Yom Rabbi Yecheskel, come here for Yom Rabbi Yecheskel. Yom she'asa shloim ma'im and al shneim aser bakar. Shloim she'poinim tzefoinim, shloim she'poinim yomu, shloim she'poinim negva, shloim she'poinim mizracha. Vayam aleim al mala, chol achireim baisa. You are the derech yemin. It says the mizrach. Rashi said you can take out the word mizrach. It should always go to the yemin. Now, what is this all about? This that we just spoke about quickly. Shlomo Melech made a special yam and it was used for tevila, and it was in the Azor. I don't know where in the Azor, but it was somewhere. And it's oymer hashleim as bakar. It was standing on 12 bakar. Now we don't mean live bakar because then the bakar would leave from time to time. We're talking about these were presumably statuesque somehow, and you had 12 of them. He had three that were looking in the northern direction, three that are going to the western direction, three that are going to the southern direction, and three going to the Mizrach, to the eastern direction. And on these 12 bakar, he had Yamalei Mamala. In other words, this was not a submerged mikvah in the ground, but rather it
above
was
ground.
I'm sorry?
It was above ground. Like
above ground, yeah. Pool. Above a ground pool, exactly. The Yamalei Mamala. The Chol Achireim Baisa. The backs of the bakar were towards the yam, and their heads were sticking out. So that if you would walk around, you'd see the heads of these 12 bakar in beautiful formation, three in each direction. Now, the way that we counted them We started off Tzafayim, and then we continued on to Yoma. We went to the western side. Now, if you happen to be on the northern side and you're walking to the west, then you are walking towards your right. If we are looking at it from where we're standing, we see someone walking from the north to the west. We think he's walking to the left, because we're observing him from where we're standing. But the person who's actually walking from the north towards the west, he is walking in he's going in a rightwards direction. And then when he continues on from the west down to the south, same thing, he continues walking right. Anyway, what do we learn from that? Says Rabbi Yecheskel, whenever you're dealing with avoiding the base of English, right? So that, remember we spoke about that a couple of days ago. The min of the schwitzing, that's basically what it says, etzba yamin. But here, a koyin, here it has to do with the fact that kolpinus went for the yamshish life. Zukimara, why don't we say leim of hakam of imar islid amir b'cheskel, amar lesson of amir b'cheskel, Rabbi Kiva, that says you can go leftwards, which is counterclockwise, no problem, because he doesn't hold a garim b'cheskel. And Rabbi Yosi Glili holds, yes, you do follow like Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, and you have to go towards the right and not towards the left. Everybody agrees. Since the Yam Sheshloim was in the Azara, it was Bachutz, and since the Mizbeach Achitzin is Bachutz, you learn Chutz from Chutz. However, here we're talking about Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's a different story, different level. Gunish, you have no raya from the case of the Yam Sheshloim. That's the Machlokes. Originally, we said that the machlok is Yehuda Rabbi Yecheskel. So why everybody agrees? Yes, Rabbi Yecheskel, but only in the Azara. But the machlok is when this also applies in the Hechel. Rabbi Kiva, Mihidul Yalef Michutz, Iboy Hachin Abed, Iboy Hachin Abed. Why would Rabbi Kiva say this is the direction you have to go? Why did Rabbi Kiva say we start off with the first one? The first one was the Keren Mizrachas Dreimus, and now you can proceed either way. You want to go to the right because it's you want to go to the left because it's die. Why does he specify you go to the left? It's Mashma Dafka. The truth of the matter is, normally we hold the din of in mavin al mitzvahs. So therefore, the one that you come to first, that should be the first one. The emreish lakish should be my mitzvahs. Why don't you? Like the Gemara said a few lines ago, Mishum Sabiyatul Mizbech. Adonafi Mekule Mizbeach. Ah, okay. Bikin Viorbu Keren. Hada Osnu Keren, the Yichayim Lemesa Bereisha. Says Rabbi Kiva, don't abandon Reish Lakish as a loch of Ein Mavir al Mitzvah. Just put that on hold. Put a temporary suspension. So where did the person walk from? He's walking from, according to Rabbi Kiva, from the
south.
From the south side, yeah, he's starting from the Dharam side. He should have gone initially and put the blood on the southwestern corner, because that's the closest
first,
to him.
Hey,
Mavir al Mitzvahs. However, because of the Yotzi, he has to go beyond that. He has to go to the southeastern corner. But now, when he wants to get back, normally, says Rabbi Kiva, I agree with you. We would talk and go Derech Yemin, Rabbi Bar Yecheskel, yeah, that's Russia. I love it from the Yam Sheshloimet. That's all great. But I also love Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "Ein Mavir al Mitzvahs," and I just suspended that temporarily. I'm going to go back now. I'm going to do it on the Keren Droimis Marovis, because that's the one I should have put initially. "Ein Mavir al Mitzvahs." I only suspended it because of the Yotza. I finished with the Yitzia. I come back now and I do it the Droimis Marovis like I should have done initially. So not that the Yotza Mizbeach trumps and supersedes that rule of "Ein Mavir al Mitzvahs." Totally, it just delays it. It says we're going to come back to the end of Mavir when we're finished with the application of the blood on the Mizroches Droimus. Come back to the Droimus Marachs. We're going to stop over here. And tomorrow we're going to continue with more.
Hold on, but Rekiva can retire both. He comes from the south, he passes the entire Mizbeach HaZahav, he comes back to the southeastern corner. Why is he now going clockwise? Why doesn't he now go north and go to the northeastern corner to doing him in and fulfilling the precept of Pinashat upon El Derech Yamin?
Right.
He could just. So the question is not which direction he's going in, but what corner is he starting from? If this is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and this is the Mizbeach HaZahav,
right.
According to Rabbi Kiva, he's coming here, and then he goes here.
Right.
According to Reb Yossi,
agree,
he comes here. Right. He's come from the north, and he just took away the Kosher Kashrut, and he goes here.
Right.
Okay. But why doesn't he go here and then go like this? Then he can go. He can start here, fulfill his Emav Yerno Mitzvahs, and then he can pone it right.
One second. He comes over here.
Correct.
He's already been maver on this mitzvah.
No, but he can't. He had to go yatzah.
Of course. You're 100% right.
He's yatzah.
Absolutely. Now that he's been yoytzah his yatzah,
right?
Go back to ein maver on mitzvahs. Go back to the.
What does Rabbi Akiva say? He starts mizrachis dromis,
and then continues back to
dromis marovis. But he came here. He started the first hazah. On this corner,
right.
So,
but where was he initially? He was in this one.
He passed here, but
he had to pass.
The mitzvah didn't apply to him until he passed the entire mizbeach hazahav. So until he got here, there was no mitzvah to do. He didn't do yatzah.
That's not how the Gemara interprets Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara interprets Rabbi Akiva is that this ein maver on the mitzvah is suspended, and you have the delay. You have
so
to wait.
So basically, he's sort of kovea here.
He has to come back.
It's kovea. So even though he starts here, he has to go. So he's drawn here.
He has to come
and
back.
Being drawn here is more powerful than the pona this way.
Exactly right.
Okay.
That's the first time. Smaller than more. Yes.